meditation. If somebody did an Avera, Shabbos they did Avera, Zohar, whatever, a person did an Avera for which he deserves an Oynish Mises Bezin, and the Bezin gives them the Oynish, when does he get the Kapora? So the Gemara had four possibilities. Halacha L'maaseh is not four, but the Gemara starts off with four possibilities. One possibility is that Misa is Mechaperis. So the Gemara thinks that that's not correct. Misa is Mechaperis. The Mishnah says, we had earlier, that the Haruge Bezin should all recite Vidui before they get the Mises Bezin, and they should say, Tehei Nisasi Kapara, Al Kol Avanoisa. That's a Mem Gimel Amadeisa. Sounds a little like Tehei Nisasi Kapara, Kol Avanoisa, the Misa. Misa is Mechaper. Then the Gemara quotes a Pasuk from Tilim. Vakimbo, Goyim and Achlosech, Tim Osech, Al Kotshech, Nosim, Snavis, Al Vedech, Michael, Al Vishman, Psach, Hasidecha, Vachaisa, Yoretz. So the Gemara says, Hu are Hasidecha, and Hu are Avadecha. So the Gemara says, my love, Chasidecho is the real through me. Chasidecho mamash. Avadecho means those that were killed Al Kiddush Hashem. So you see that since they killed Al Kiddush Hashem, they killed Al Kiddush Hashem, so the Misa is Mechaper. So the Gemara says, so what's the Tzushta? Killed Al Kiddush Hashem, killed by Nochri, because he's a Jew. They're killed by the Nazis, that's one thing. Killed by the Arabs is one thing. But he was killed by the Bezin, that's not the same thing. So Abayi Tainas, there's no Tzushta. So the Gemara doesn't really think that that's correct. Rabbi Yosef seems to have assumed like that, that the Misa is Mechaperis. So by the time, how can you say Misa is Mechaperis? The Mishnah says, the top line of Mem Vav Amud Beis is the Mishnah. Below Hoyim Mesavlim. It says that the Kroivim, when the Haruge Bezdin would get the Misa is Bezdin, the relatives do not observe Avodas. Why not? Because Eino Isa Maisa Amcho, so there's no Din of Kavod Abrius. We discussed the whole Din of Kavod Abrius because man has Tzelem Alekim. But if Zeno is my Samcha, so he destroyed his Tzal Malkin. So there's no, and Nihu Gavelis is out of Kovod Ameis. Machlok Yisim Rishayim. So we assume Nihu Gavelis is out of Kovod Ameis. If the Meis is Zeno is my Samcha, so there's no Nihu Gavelis. So it says, Rishayim say, Bavod Rishayim Rina. Some Rishayim had the Gersin in the Mishnah. Velohim Esablam, Shinema, Bavod Rishayim Rina. So the Gemara is, Abai Tainis to Rav Yosef, if you are right, that the Nisa is Mechaperis by the Haruge Bezin, so once he gets the Misa, so it should be Misaba, he should observe Avelis. So doesn't it show that it's not so, that Misa is not Mechaper. So the Gemara suggests, well, maybe you need Misa Ukvura. Maybe you need Misa Ukvura. The Gemara may or may not back out from that. So the Gemara says, maybe that's not enough. Maybe you need Misa Ukvura. And the Gemara says, the Lashon Tzaira de Kivra Kurta. That's on the top of Amud Beis. The Gemara says, maybe you require Tzaira de Kivra Purto, means when the body starts to decompose. And then the Gemara says, there's a fourth possibility that he doesn't get the Kapara until you have Mamish equal Bosa. Equal Bosa means that all of the flesh is disintegrated, and all you have left are bones. And at that point, the Mishnah says, Amem Vavam and Aleph, that the Haruge Bezin may not be buried in a regular cemetery, because you're not permitted to bury a tzaddik next to a rosha. You're not even permitted to bury a rosha chama next to a rosha kal. So you have to figure out, if it's possible, you have to figure out who's on a higher madrega of religious observance than who. So these haruge bezin may not be buried in the regular cemetery, but they used to bury him in a special beis akvoris that was miyuchad for the haruge bezin. And then when do we assume that they got their kapara and were allowed to move the body? So it says, Nisaka Laboso, when all of the flesh is totally disintegrated and all you have left is bones, then the Mishnah says on the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Malakna Misat Somas, you gather together the bones, then you bury it in the family plot. So the Gemara assumes that seems perhaps to indicate that the Kapore, the Haruge Bezin, is not with Misa alone. If it's Misa alone, so bury him in the regular Beis HaKvoris. He already got his kapor, so ois rosha, and observe avelos. And it cannot be that it's, so you say, nisa kvura bina. Nisa kvura is also nana. You say nisa kvura, so they should observe avelos. The avelos doesn't begin till after the kvura anyway. So do the kvura and let the kroivim observe avelos, says lohayim esablin. So it does not seem to indicate that it's either the third or the fourth possibility. Either the third possibility that you need saira de kivra purto, you need a little more, that the body should begin to disintegrate, or you even need more than that, you need the sakala bosa. If you hold the third possibility, that saira de kivra purta, when the body starts to decompose, so why does it say you have to wait till the sakala bosa to be malakata satsamas to move the body back into the Kovim Asad didn't come on to move the body back. It's a bizoyah to have a relative buried in the Beis HaKoros from the Harugei Bezin. So why not take the body out when it begins to be Nisakal HaBosa? Why do you wait? Why do you wait till Nisakal HaBosa Lagamri? Why don't you take out the bones at the point of Tzara de Kivra Purta? So the Gemara says, no, Mishum Dova Yefsha. The body's in the process of decomposing. That's a Gora Bizoyan Ames. So it's more bekavadik to leave him there, even though he's buried in the cemetery of the Beis HaKoros of the Harugei Bezin. The Gemara says, better leave him there till the whole flesh will decompose. Then you'll be malakat atzamas. Then you'll be more bekavadik. So these were the four possibilities that the Gemara was entertaining. Abaye and Rav Yosef and Rova, they go back and forth. When did the Harugei Bezin get their kapara? Did they get the kapara with Misa? Did he say Misa Kvura Bina? Did he say he need more than Kvura? He needs Sarah the Kivra Pur to the beginning of the Ikalabasa? Did he say he need the Gemara Ikalabasa? Why did the Gemara? Was there Ar Esik? I mean, it's a little bit Nagir. I mean, the Dinim say in the Mishnah there's no Avelis. And it says you bury him there until it's going to be in the Sakalabasa. The Dinim are clear in the Mishnah. So what's the Nafkimin over here? What's the Nafkimin Aloha Lamaisa? The Mishnah says what the Dinim are. So the Nafkimin was the following. We got a vow in a Machlekes Satanoim in Yuma. In Perek Shnei Sireg, there is a Machlekes Satanoim. And the Amaroim had a Machlekes here, a Mem Zayin Omer Aleph, which Tana to Paskin like. And we know how we Paskin. We looked in the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, a Mem Zayin Omer Aleph, the third one from the top, Ois Lamites, and the Ayin Mishpat. And he tells you, look, in the Rambam Paskin is against this Gemara. Usually the Ayin Mishpat has the letter, has his tzion on the line of the Gemara, the line that's accepted l'alocha. Here there are no two lines. The Gemara doesn't quote explicitly the other mandoma. So he has a tzion on Rabbi Yechon and says, we don't Paskin like this. The Raman Paskin is against Rabbi Yechon. What's the machlekes? Well, the Balei Chaim Nidochim, Balei Chaim Einim Nidochim. What was the shayla? You have a korban, and for some reason or another, you were unable to be makir of the korban, either because the korban had a temporary psula, because the base hamikdash had a temporary psula, his nivkam amis beyach, or because the bala korban had a temporary psula, he became a nishtata, he became a mishumid, hamer dosa, whatever. For some reason or another, we were unable to be makir of the korban, and then that reason went away. There was a Siba why we were unable to be Makar of the Korban, and then that Siba no longer exists. So the question is, so there is a din, there is an institution of Dichui. We say if you Shech the Korban and you are Makabal the Dam in the Klishares, and you are unable to be Zorik the Dam for some reason or another, either there was a temporary Psul in the Dam, a temporary Psul in the Beis Hamikdash, a temporary Psul in the Bailam, whatever, and then later on that Psul was corrected, so then the din is Hovin Itchi Yidoche. Even though the Sibas Psul went away, but the Psul remains on the Dam, you cannot be Zorik the Dam. So that's an institution of Dichui. Dichui, Yesh Dichui the Korban. So the Shaila is, does the Psul of Dichui apply to Balei Chaim? The live korban before he even did the first avodah, he didn't even do the shechita. The shechita is the first of the avodah. Shechita kabbalah alocha zrika. The four avodahs adam. Then you have more avodahs. You have the avodah of haktorah. But the four avodahs adam. The first avodah, step number one, is the shechita. The Gemara says shechita lav avodah he did a non koyin may do the shechita, but it's still Tosfos points out shechita is an avodah. It's not an avodah that you need a koyin, but it's an avodah has to be done in the. That's called dalal avodahs adam. Shechita is the first avodah. So the question is, Balei Chaim, they don't have yet the full Kedushas Korban until you begin to do the Shechita, that's the Avodah Rishayna. So does the Psul of Dichui, can the Psul of Dichui set in or not? What's the Shaila? The Psul of Dichui cannot, we discussed at length last, but the Psul of Dichui cannot set in before Hakdoshe. Psul of Dichui doesn't apply to the Hemas Chulin, and that's what all the Rishayim say, it's a Gemara like that. So the question is, what if the Hema has a Kedushas Peh? The Bala Korban says, Hareza Shlamim, Hareza Oilo, he declared it with the Kedushas Peh, gave it a, what we call a Kedushas Haguf Lamizbeh. But until the time that you do the Shechita, it doesn't yet have the Kedushas Korban. A slightly lower level of Kedusha, but it only has Kedushas Haguf Lamizbeh. It doesn't, until you do the Shechita, the Avoy the Rishon, it doesn't have the Kedushas Korban yet. So that's a Shaila. Is Kedushas Haguf Lamizbeh sufficient Kedusha that the Psul of Dichu should be able to set in? Now you say, no, that's Chol. That's considered like chulin, legabi kedushas korban. It doesn't get kedushas korban till after the avodah rishona, and the psul of dicha can only sit in, can only be chal on a korban that has a kedushas korban. Sure. So that's a machlokes satanoim and a machlokes amaroim. Fine. So Rabbi Yochanan happens to be the Amora here in Kiddushin. He says, and a few Masechtas, Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is that you say, Balichai Midor. And the Rambam does not accept that opinion. The Rambam Paskins, like the majority of Tanoim and Amoraim, Balichai Midor. So comes Rabbi Yosef, and he says, I'm going to bring a Raya. Rabbi Yosef says he's going to bring Amar Rabbi Yosef, around 13 lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin and Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Afana Nami Tanina. I have a Mishnah from the last parak, from the very end of the Sif, he's going to prove that Rabbi Yochanan is right, the Balachayim Nidochim. And the line begins with the words, Hoyu Bakotchen. Then is if you have a Nirani Dachas, so the Nirani Dachas means a city in Eretz Yisrael where the majority of the Toshavei Ha'ir worship Tavod Zor. So you only give the Oynish Misa to those who worship Tavod Zor, the Tzadikim who live in the city. Tzadikim means that they didn't worship Tavod Zor. They can also be not... such a tire takshit of it. Tzaddikim, when you call them tzaddikim, means that they didn't worship Avodah Zarah, or that no Aden, there's no Aden Bahasra, no Aden Bahasra. They all worship Avodah Zarah, but you only have the goods on the rival here. And 51% of the people who live in the city have Mamish Aden Bahasra. And the 49% you don't have Aden Bahasra. So the rival here has Aden Bahasra, so the whole city is declared as an Eden. You have to burn all the property, you have to burn all the houses, you have to kill all the animals, and you give the Einish Miso to those who worship Tavid Azor. Normally one who worships Tavid Azor gets Skilo. And the Nirani Dach is a special din that they get Sayif, which is lower than Skilo, but Mamayna Movad. To balance it off, the Mishnah says Mamayna Movad, that you have to burn down the whole city and burn all the property. And you even have to burn down the homes of the Tzadikim who live in the city. The Mishnah has it later in the end of the Masechta. The property that's Chutzlo here, so that depends. And Nichsi Tzadikim Shebuchut Sloir, the Tzadikim who live in the city, the 49% or less, who didn't worship Avodah Zarah, the Eidim Hasro. So you only burn their property that's in the city. But you don't have to schlep together to have furniture in another city, to have things in another location. You don't have to bring all that back into the city. You only have to burn their property that's in the city. But the Nichsi Rishoyim Shebuchut Sloir, you have to bring to the city and burn it. When you burn the whole city, burn that also. That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim that that's the din. So now the Mishnah has the Rabbi Yosef quotes the Mishnah in the end of the Masechta, has a discussion. What do you do with the Karbanos of the Anshei Yirmei Dachas? Let's say these people worship Avodah Zarah, but they still believe in God. Shtei Rishuyos. They believe in Elokei Yisrael, and they worship the Avodah Zarah on the side also. So they want to donate. They want to donate an oila, a shlomim, whatever. So they were Magdish Oilo Shlomim, and they didn't have a chance to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash yet. So now, Bezdin makes a whole investigation, and it turns out that these 51% of the people worshipped Avodah Zarah, so we cannot be mocker of their Karbanos now. You have the Pasuk, Zerach HaShoyim Teyev. Rashi quotes from Mishle, chapter Chaf Aleph, Zerach HaShoyim Teyev. We mentioned last week, there's an issue that's discussed by Achronim. What does he need two psukim? He quotes from Vayikra Aleph, quotes a Gemara Chulon Daf Hei, 10 lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin and Aleph, he quotes, it says in Chulon Daf Hei, they learned that from a different pasuk. Yakuvos, well, how does it say? Adam Mikem, Ki Yakuv Kavna Hashem, Mikem, Eloi Kulchem, Lahotzi Yisam Mumar. So you already have a drasha, Lahotzi Yisam Mumar, Mumar Lavid Azor, can't be makar with his karbanas. And then he brings another pasuk, Zevach Hashem Teyev. Why does he need two psuk? Okay, so that's a discussion. Good stuff. For our purposes, it's easier to use Zerach Hashem Teva. It doesn't make that much of a difference. So let's go Zerach Hashem Teva. So you cannot be makriv the korban donation. He wants to donate oilo shlamim. Rashi says, talking about donations. We'll explain in a few minutes why he's talking about donations. He wants to bring an oilo shlamim. Rashi writes the Ferish. Oilo shlamim, on the last narrow line in Rashi, before the lines become wide, he says, we're talking about oilo shlamim. So he says, this person donated an oilo shlomim, but there wasn't makrif yet. So now that we realize that the people are chayiv, the oivdei avodah zarah, so we cannot offer their karbanos, that zevach Hashem teyev. But the shaila is, how long are they going to remain? Zevach Hashem. So the Mishnah says, so what do you do with the karbanos? It says, yomusu. What does it mean, yomusu? So Pasha Pshat is, we're going to discuss this also a little later, yomusu means you lock it up in a room and you let it die. The Mishnah has in Tamura, Chomish Chatos HaMesis, there's Allah HaMosh Misina, that there are five Korbanos Chatos, that not only are you not allowed to be makriv it on the Mizbech and the Beis HaMikdash, whenever you have a Korban that you can't be makriv, so you say, Teitzei Retire. Tire Hashet Istoyev. let the animal graze in the field until it gets a mum, then you'll be poida, and then the money that you'll get by being poida will be considered moisterous. So if it's a kochi kochim, so moisa kochi kochim is kore voilo, moisa kochim kam is kore shlamit. So we have rules and regulations what to do. So the halacha Moshe Nisina says, but you have five specific korbanos chatos, the chomish chatos ameses, that you don't say, tirashit istoyev, let it graze until it develops a mum, and then after it develops a mum, then you'll be poided, and use the money to buy korban oila, because it should have the din of moisa chatos kore voilo. The halacha Moshe Nisina says, no, this is an exception to that rule. There is such a rule. This is an exception to the law. Chomish chatos amesis is mesos. What do you mean mesos? You lock him up in a room and you let him die from starvation. So that's the pasha pshat over here. We're going to discuss if everybody agrees to that. The Mishnah says, how you bakachim, if there are korbanis that belong to the 51% of the people in the city who worship Avodah Zarah. So if they have korbanis, kachim is bech, is yamusa. You lock them up in a room and you let them die from starvation. The pasha pshat. So as a matter of fact, why can't you be makir with the carbon the way it is? So the Gemara says, because Zerach Hashem Teva. In the end of the Masechta, the Gemara says, that's where Rashi says here, Mishle Chafal Zerach Hashem Teva, that's the Gemara in the end of the Masechta. So the Gemara here asked Akasha, why do you have to lock him up in a room and let him die from starvation? It's going to take a few days till he's going to die from starvation. If you have just ascertained that Roif HaYir are Chayiv Misa, so give him the punishment of Misa's Bezdin, declare the whole city is an Eri Dachas, give the people Mrs. Bezin, it'll take a few days, it'll take a few weeks, and after the few days are up, then the Anshi Eri Dachas will get their kapara. Either the Misa is Mechaper, or the Misa Kvur is Mechaper, fine, and then you'll be Makrib the Korbanis. So why do you have to have your Musu? Wait a day or two, wait a week or two, and then you'll be Makrib it on the Mizbeach. So it's either a riot to one or the other. That's how the Gemara is Makrib. So Rabbi Yosef thought, this is a riot, the Rav Yechanan is right. Is that right that there's a stamish, and we know that there's a machloikis hatanoim about this, but the balachayim nidochim, the balachayim nidochim. We know it's a beferish and machloikis hatanoim in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah is new, and perik shnei sirei. The Gemara quotes Bryce, it's beferish and machloikis hatanoim, the Shabbos hashidi paskin. So Rav Yechanan takes a stand, the din is balachayim nidochim. So Rav Yosef says he's right, because Rav Yechanan also, we know Rav Yechanan says halachik is stam mishneh, and here Rav Yosef says, I have a stam mishneh. Why does it say Yomusu on the korbanos of Dan Sheni Dachas the Rishoyim? Why should it be Yomusu? What's the problem, Yomusu? Wait a week or two, and it'll be finished. The whole story will be over. There'll be Ois Rishoyim. Either Misa is Mechaper or Misa Kfur is Mechaper. And then you'll be permitted to be makrib the korbanos. So Rav Yosef thought this is a raya brura that Rav Yochanan is right, that the Stam Mishnah has adopted the view that balechayim ani dochem. So since there was a day or two during which it was Zevach Hashem Te'evo, not a day or two, they worshipped Avodah Zarah a long time ago. It was a month or two that they were over the Avodah Zarah. We weren't allowed to be makrib the korbanos, even though they're going to get a kapara imminently. We're holding in a day or two they're going to get the kapara. But even after the kapara, no longer be labeled as Zevach Hashem Te'evo, hol v'nitchu yidov. That's a din of dicha. So Rav Yosef thought that's pshat in the Mishnah. It's a writer of Yochanan. And then Abaye is not happy with the proof, and that's how we pass him. Like Abaye, it's not true. We don't accept that opinion. Balecham yidochim. That's the minority view. The word tanoi. Don't tell me that it's a stam Mishnah and halachik is stam Mishnah. It's not true. It's not a stam Mishnah. And the reason for the Mishnah is a different story. What's a different story? So Abaye says, maybe the kapara is not accomplished so quickly. Maybe in order to get the kapara for the Haruge Bezdin, any Haruge Bezdin, not only the Anshei Nei Dachas, any Haruge Bezdin, maybe it's not enough Miso, or Miso Kvura, maybe you need something more. Maybe you need Saira de Kivro Purto, which means the beginning of the decomposition process. Or maybe you even need more than that. Maybe you need Mamashikul Bosa, the completion of the decomposition process, that all you have left is the Apsomas, ready to make a Likot Apsomas. So if you say that you need such a long process, that could take months and months. So what are you going to do? You're going to have a korban roaming around that you can't be makir with on the Mizbeach, and you can't use it for your own personal purposes. So that's a problem of a takola. You can't leave a korban around. Someone is probably going to be nenem in a hegdish. You're going to make a mistake. So that's what Abaye says. That the reason why it's Yomusu, why do you lock up the animal that it should drop dead? Why don't you wait till the Anshei Nidachas will get the kapor? It's not because Hol v'nitchi yidochem. No, it's not true. Balechayim ein nidochem. The reason is because it may be such a long wait. It may be months and months, and maybe a year or two. It may take a long time till you're going to have Tzara de Kibur Purta, till you're going to have the Ikol HaBasar. So you can't wait with the Korban so long. So because of a Mikshol, so you have to have your Musa. That's the Poshup Shat and the gist of the Gemara. Then in the middle of this, so that, okay. So we saw, we're just giving the outline of the Gemara. The Gemara had four logical possibilities. When the Mishnah says, Harugi Bezen Gerek Kapor, they say Bidui, because Kol HaMisvadim Gerek Kapor. If you say Bidui, then you get Kapor. So obviously you do get a kapara, but the question is, when is the kapara? So there are four steps. The Gemara said either Nisa Gvura with Tzari de Kibra Purta, or the Ikol Bas. And the Gemara raised the possibility of an afkemina, what's over here? Why should you say about the Anshe Nidachas that the Karbonas are your Musu? Why don't you just wait a week or two? Wait a few days till you get the Einish Mises Bezen, then you'll be able to be makul the Karbonas. So the Gemara said, if it would be so simple, the first possibility, second possibility, Nisa Gvura, then you would wait. Maybe. Not maybe, because you don't hold the Baalei Hamida. Maybe it's the third or the fourth, and it's too long to wait, so when Mishum Kap Takola, okay. So that we have. Then the Gemara in the middle throws in another Hakocha, that you cannot say that it's A or B. You cannot say that the Kapara is the Misa, or the Misa Kvura. You have to say it's either C or D. Why? Because it says in the Mishnah, we just did it already, it says on the top line of Menvavim base, that the relatives don't observe Avelus. Why don't they observe Avelus Nachamal? Because Avelus is covered Ameis. That's the assumption. Avelus is covered Abrius. And it's a machlekes in Mishnah, but Avelus covered Achaim, covered Ameis. And we pass them as covered Ameis. So if the Ameis is a Russia, so we assume that there's a Amkar, so there's no Nihug Avelus. But what does Rishon mean? So the question was, but if you hold, but when does one begin Avelus? The Avelus never begins before the Kvura, Alpi Pashtos. So if you say that the Misa is Mechapa, the Misa Kvura is Mechapa, so why not observe Avelus? Why not observe Avelus? He already got his Kapara before, so now he's no longer a Russia. So it seems to be a Hechoche, either Hechoche to the third side or to the fourth side. Either that you need Tzaira de Kibra Purto, or you need Ikol Bosa Lagama. That's how the Gemara, that's on the top of Mem Zayin on the days, about the sixth line from the top. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, Nisa Kvur Bina, the second, from the four possibilities. So the Gemara is holding here by the second possibility. Nisa Kvur Bina, it's not enough Nisa, you need Nisa Kvur. Correct the Gemara, Masa Ravada Barabra, how can you say Nisa Kvur, that's it. It says, Lohay Misabim. Okay, the relatives don't observe Avelus. If you're going to say that Nisa Kvura gives Kapara, le'evlu, so let the relatives observe Avelus. After the Kvura, the Harugi Bezna already got the Kapara, so let the relatives observe Avelus. And Gemara says, Araya, that not yet. That you need Araya that is not A and it's not B, it's either C or D. Either you need Tzari de Kibra Purto, or you need equal Bos. That's the Gemara. Of not having Avelus. Okay. You mean they didn't yet have the Kapara? Rashi doesn't say the way we say it. See, maybe Rashi may be working with the assumption that Avelus, there is a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, whether Avelus is based on Kavod Abrius. That's the Feirish in the Gemara. But the question is, there's a concept of Kavod Achaim and there's a concept of Kavod Ameisim. So is Avelus a Kavod Ameis? We want to give up Kavod to this person? And you say, no, it's a Kavod to mankind in general. That when a mouse dies and when a fly dies, you don't make a hespit, you don't make a major issue about that. But any human being who dies, you have to make an issue about it. You have to have people observing Avelus. So that's a shaila whether Avelus, Niyug Avelus, is Kavod Achai, Kavod Ameisim. So we were learning the Pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi. We were learning where we paskin in Yeridah that Avelus is Kavod Ameis. So if the fellows are Russia, so it's Eino Ameis Amchus, so there's no Chiyuv Kavod Ameis. Rashi on the Mishnah that you point out sounds like he holds that Avelus is Kavod Achaim. So Kavod Achaim, even if the one who died is a Russia, so you're not being Mechabit him, you're being Mechabit all of mankind in general. So mankind in general is Nishkan Russia, so why not observe Avelus? So Rashi gives a different reason, not the reason that I said. Yeriday, we pass an Avelus Kavan Amei, so you don't need this Rashi. Rashi seems to be learning the top Rashi and involving this. Seems to have understood that Avelus is really Kavan Achayim, but the reason why we don't observe the Avelus here is because the not observing Avelus will constitute a design, and that'll add to the Kapor. So the Gemara says, but if you already got the whole Kapor, if you say the Nisa is Mechapa, the Nisa Kvur is Mechapa, so he doesn't need any more. So why are you adding more to give him the kapor? He already got the kapor, so it's a raya. The Gemara is bringing out a raya that he doesn't yet have the full kapor. That's how the Gemara is suggesting at this point. The Averis come from Gaiva, so once he decomposes, or once he's a Shengishtorven, so he's Gaiva. So. Yeah. The Stam and the Neshama will be punished in the Olam HaNeshamos, whatever, but as far as we're concerned, we no longer label him as a Rosh. Yeah. So that's how the Sugya begins. Then comes Rav Ashi. So the Gemara came to the conclusion you need either C or D, that you need either Misa Vura and Sarah de Kiva Purta, or you need even equal bus, either one or the other. And Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi says, Asvore, Avelus me'ema saikom ascheles, listimas hagoilo. Rav Ashi also says, it's either C or D, has to be either C or D, is the mechaper. You don't say that Nisa is Mechapa, you don't say Nisa Kvur. It has to be either Tzare de Kiva Purto or Ikol Bosa. But the question is, so why not observe Avelus then? Why not observe Avelus at that time? If it says in the Mishnah, Nisakal Bosa, so you do something after Nisakal Bosa, you malakat the Atzamas and you bury it the Kivri Avosav in order to remove the busha from the family. So why not observe Avelus at that time when you do the Likat Atzama? So why not observe Avelus when you know that the Ikol Abasa has begun? And Chazu Tzare de Kivra Purta? So Rashi says, no, it wouldn't make sense to begin observing Avelus at that time. So he says, Asvara, why? When does Avelus begin? When is Avelus supposed to begin? Mistimus HaGoylo. So since at the moment of Stimus HaGoylo, he's still a Russia. So when does the status of Russia disappear at some later time? So you cannot say that the Stimus HaGoylel is Mechayven Avelus for later. You cannot say, because the Mechayven Avelus is always supposed to be Stimus HaGoylel. So you cannot say that the Stimus HaGoylel, we're going to have to give a definition of what Stimus HaGoylel is. That's a long famous thesis over here that appears in a few Masechtos, this long thesis. So we'll talk about that. The Stimus HaGoylel is the completion of the Kfur. Fine. So you cannot say that the Stimus HaGoylel from today is still a Russia today. You cannot say Stimus HaGoylel today is Mechayev to observe Avelus at a later date after the Ikol HaBosa or after the Chazal Tzare de Kivra Purta. That's what Rav Ashi says. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say that after the Malakat Atzamas, then you observe an Avelus at that time. So this is a Shaila exactly. What does this answer mean? What does this answer mean? So Rashi right away frek takasha. What's the din? Someone dies chalila chalamoy on Yantav. So you make the levaya right away. Yantav Rishon, Yantav Idei Akum, Yantav Shein, Idei Yisoh, Chalamoy. You do the levaya, but you don't. One doesn't begin shiva till after Yantav is over. So Rashi frek takasha. But at the time of the Stimus HaGoylel, you don't begin Avelus. And the Gemara says either it's now or never. If there's no Avelus now, so you shouldn't observe the Avelus later either. That's Rashi's kasha. He begins shiva after the regal. So don't you see you can have the mechayv now, and the Avelus is postponed to later. So why can't you have the same thing here? The Stimus HaGoylel is now, and the Avelus is going to be later when he gets his kapar. So Rashi answers, it's not true that you don't observe anything now. Halacha l'maisin yeridei, for Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah. So the Ramah says that when you have Cholila, Levaya, and Yontav, Chalamoid, even though the relatives have to sit Shiva after Yontif is over, sit the whole Shiva after Yontif, but Dvarim Shebitzina are noeg now. So in other words, you can have 14 day Shiva. Echatimsa, they have to observe Shiva for 14 days. The Dvarim Shebitzina they observe right away, let's say a first day Pesach. Someone dies buried the first day Pesach, Hayadiyakim. So the whole 7 days of Pesach, all 8 days Pesach, the Avelim have to observe Dvarim Shebitzina, Shiva. And then another 7 days after, they observe another. So they observe 14, 15 days of Shiva. Dvarim Shebitzina Anoik. That's how we paskin in Yeruday. The Ramah paskin Tosis Shita like that. Tosis in Ksubas and Davdal. Rashi perhaps sounds like he doesn't hold like that. Rashi doesn't give that obvious teretz. Rashi pekta kasha, kovers, mesa, beregel. Here's the Rashi. On the top of Mem Zayin and the base, 10 lines from the top. When he quotes in parentheses, Moikotten daf yutes, that's the kasha that is yes. It says in Moikotten that if someone dies on Chalamoy, be regular, Yontov on Chalamoy, you bury him. So you don't observe Avelis, now you observe Shiva after Yontov. So he says, but the Gemara says you can never have a delayed reaction. If at the time of the Kfura, Steam Sagel, the Gemara of the Kfura, you don't observe Avelis, you can't observe later. So Rashi should have said, you do observe right away. The Shiva begins right away for the Dvarim Shebitzina. The Kiyum, the Nihu, you need another 7 days after because the malos of Avelis can't be superimposed on top of the Yontav. Yontav is a Yom Simcha and Avelis is a Yom Evo. So you have to observe the Kiyum has to be after, but the Shiva begins right away. So Rashi doesn't answer that. It sounds from Rashi that he holds like the Mechaber. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam. The Dvarim Shebitzina are not knowing at all on Yontav. The Gemara in Ksubas, the Avdalit Amad Aleph says Dvarim Shebitzina are knowing on Shabbos. Never says the Gemara it's knowing on Yontav. It says knowing on Shabbos. So Tosi says, "Anad Gemara Ksubas Lav Davka Shabbos Hu Adinami Yontif." It doesn't make a difference. Rambam holds not true. Rambam holds that Shabbos is there is no Chiyuv Simcha on Shabbos. So Shabbos is not labeled as a Yom Simcha. So Shabbos can be labeled as a Yom Evil. So since it's a Yom Evil, you don't observe Avelis Befarhesia on Shabbos because there's a mitzvah of Kibud V'Yoinik. So Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi like that. So because of Kibud V'Yoinik, that's in contradiction. The Tosis in the end of my Kotin quotes it. So that's in contradiction to Nihug Avelis. But that's the Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi has the pasuk in Mishlei. Birchas Hashem hi tashir v'lo yosif etzev imo. When the Rebbe Shalom gives a bracha, you can strike it rich and you won't be sad. V'lo yosif etzev imo. So the Yerushalmi says, it says when the Rebbeinu Shalom designated Shabbos as the holy day of Shabbos when he created the world, it says by Baruch came as Yom HaShmi by Kaddish Oy, since Rebbeinu Shalom stayed by Baruch as Yom HaShabbos. By Baruch as Yom HaShmi, he gave a bracha. So since it says bracha, so it says Birchas Hashem Hitashiv Alo Yosef Etzedima. You cannot have Hatzvus on Shabbos. So Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi in the end, and Eilu Megalchim, that Niho Gavelis Befrahesia is a steer to the Broch of Shabbos, to the Kibbutz V'Yoinig of Shabbos. That's what it means, the Broch. Broch HaKsibbei, by Broch HaLakim Yisrael Meshmein, it says, L'Yosef Etzedima. But Niho Gavelis Ditzina is not a contradiction to the Broch, not a contradiction to the Kibbutz V'Yoinig. So on Shabbos, the Gemara says, one would observe Avelis Ditzina, not observe Avelis Befrahesia. But the Rambam Sheet is on Yontif, Mechaber Pasma Ki Rambam. On Yontif, Yontif is the Chayim Simcha. Shabbos, there is no Chayim Simcha. Yontif is a Yom Simcha. So how can you superimpose a Shem Yom Evil on top of the day that has a Shem Yom Simcha Satarte Disasri? That's why Yontav cancels Shloishim, Yontav cancels Shiva, and Shabbos doesn't cancel Shloishim, doesn't cancel Shiva. So Tosfos says in the name of the Yerushalmi, that's the reason why, because Yontav has a Chiyuv Simcha and Shabbos does not have a Chiyuv Simcha. So that's why the Rambam's opinion is that on Yontav he wouldn't even observe Avelis Bitzina. There's mamish no Niyug Avelis at all. So it sounds a little bit that Rashi perhaps holds like that Rambam. Otherwise, he should have given the simple teretz. Hakavras Mesa regularly does begin the Shiva, the Dvarim Shebitzina. I'm knowing now. 2 weeks, Dvarim Shebitzina. He does observe the Avelis now. The Rashi sounds like he doesn't observe any Avelis now. So, in fact, Akasha doesn't observe anything. So it's like against the Gemara here. The Gemara says, if you have the Stimus HaGol or the Kvur is now, you cannot have the Kvura now with a delayed reaction and observe the Avelis half a year later, when you have the Ikol HaBosa, when you have the Tzari de Kivra Purta. Either you have the Avelis now, you don't have it all. So, Fek Rashi, Akavis Mesa Baregel. So he says, you have one aspect of Avelis. What does he dig up over here? The Nichum Avelim you have. The Nichum Avelim one does observe. And Nichum Avelim to be Menkabal Tanchumin, to give Tanchumin, Menkabal is also a Chelik of Nihu Gavelis. But the real Avelis of Shiva, it sounds from Rashi, you don't observe it all. So Rashi says, there you do have it. Again, it's not a delayed reaction. HaKovis Mesa Beregel, the Stimus HaGodel is now, and there is no delayed reaction. Right away you have something. Rashi says you have the Iskei Rabim. Iskei Rabim is the Nichum Avelim. Shemenachem Mimosa Kol Arego, Kedamin Hasam, yeah? And the way the Ramot Paskin is like this, is you have the real Shiva, the Dvam Shibitzin, and knowing right away, you have the real Shiva. What's a big machlokes is the Rosh in the end of Mai Kotten, the last daf in the Rosh. The Rosh of Mai Kotten has a lot to say. He quotes all the big issues from all the Rishonim. He presents everything else more so than another Masechtas. Usually another Masechtas, if you go through the Tosfos, you know more or less what the Rosh has to say. And on Mai Kotten, on Eilo Megalchim, the Rosh is better than another Masechtas. So the last page in the Rosh, he has a famous machlokes. There is a machlokes ha-go'inim and a machlokes ha-rishonim. Is there a din of chinach an-avelos? Let's say someone dies and he leaves children. So half of the children are bar mitzvah, half of the children are below bar mitzvah. So those who are after bar mitzvah obviously observe avelos. What about the children before a bar mitzvah age? But igil ha-chinach. The kid understands how to shake a lulav and how to say brachas and how to bench and how to dan. The kid goes to yeshiva and he observes everything. So when a relative dies, is there a din of chinuch an avelus or not? So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim how to read the Gemara. We paskin no. Yeruday we paskin is not avelus. Even though the kid is otot, he's going to become bar mitzvah very soon. So there's no chinuch an avelus. So the Rosh has a machlokes between the Maram Rutenberg, that was his rebbe, and himself. What about in the following case? A relative died, a parent, a sibling, whatever. A relative died. And the kid is not bar mitzvah, he doesn't observe avelos. Unless he wants to, he's also drachim. He doesn't want to go to school, doesn't want to go to yeshiva. Okay, doesn't want to. But if he wants to, so it says in Yeridaya, let him go to yeshiva, let him learn. In fact, I think the Dolgum Rebbe has a chiluk between boys and girls. They didn't have girls' schools then. So the girls just sat home and they twiddled their thumbs. I guess they would cook and stitch. I don't know, wash the dishes, I don't know. The boys went to yeshiva to learn. So the Dogma Bava says, the boy, let him go to yeshiva and learn. Why should he sit shiva? The girls are not doing anything anyway. So let them sit shiva, there's no bittul Torah. But the boys are bittul Torah, shot the tzait. So they should go to yeshiva and learn, if he's in the mood to learn. So the Rosh has the following machlokes. Let's, on the assumption that we assume, like we paskin in Yerideya, that there's no chinuch an avelus. So let's say the child does not observe avelus, but he's only a week before his bar mitzvah. A week before his bar, a week or two, let's say it's 2 weeks before his bar mitzvah. So after he becomes bar mitzvah, does he observe avelus then? It's in the middle of shloshim. What would be the din like this? Someone dies, and they don't notify the relatives until 2 weeks later. So the Gemara has a terminology, the Gemara has an expression, there's a shmur kreivah, and there's a shmur rechaikah. Shmur kreivah means the relatives found out about it within the first 30 days. And Shmur Rechoika means that the relatives found out about it after the 30 days were up. So the Gemara has a din that Shmur Rechoika is in the Hekes Eli Yamechad Bilvat. You only observe Avelus one day. And Shmur Kroivo, if the relatives find out about it within a month, so they observe the regular Shiva and Shloshim. They have to observe the regular Dinim of Avelus. So the Rosh has a Machloikas with his Rebbe, with the Maram Rutenberg. What's the din? If a person dies, and he has relatives who are before bar mitzvah, so they don't observe any avelus at all. But the katan is higdil toch shloshim. He becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of the 30 days. So that should be considered like a shmur kreivo. Whatever he heard about, whatever he knew before bar mitzvah doesn't count. We're assuming that there's no chinuch an avelus, for whatever reason there's no chinuch. That's another discussion. Why not? But Moshe has a tshuva about that, never says beferish in the Rishon, why should you say there's no chinuch for avelus? But that's how we pass them. There's no chinuch an avelus. So the shaila is, but the kotten shehigdil toch shloshim, let's treat it like a shmur kareivo. So now we got him. Now he should be mechuyev to observe avelus shiva and shloshim. And some shayim said yes, that he has to observe. I treat it like shmur kareivo. And others said no. The Gemara said over here, either the kvur is mechayev now, or the kvur is not mechayev at all. You cannot say that the kvur is mechayev lachazman. So that's a machlokes harishayim. The Rosh with the Maram Rutenberg, how do you read this Gemara? The Gemara says, Avelis may masaikam ascheles, around 13 lines from the top of Mem Zayin Beis. When does Avelis supposed to begin? Mistimis agoylo, from the Gemara Akbure, kapore, may miskohavi michichoz, etzar di kivir purta, ilkachol viyitchu yidochu. What do you mean, hol viyitchu yidochu? Means that either the kvur is mechayiv now, or it's not mechayiv at all. So that's what led some Rishonim to say. By the cotton sheik, the toch shloshim, since the kvur is not mechayiv now, because he's a cotton, so it's not mechayiv later either. How did the other Rishonim understand the Gemara? Isn't that what it says in the Gemara? Hold the yitri yidochi. It's either mechayiv now, it's not mechayiv at all. So the other Rishonim held, no, that's not what it means, the Gemara. It means in Gansan a different thing. Here, there, when a person dies and he has relatives who are passed by mitzvah and relatives before by mitzvah, so the Kvura is Mechayiv in Avelis. The Kvura is Mechayiv the Gedolim to observe Avelis. The Kvura can't be Mechayiv the Ketanim because the Kotnas are allowed by Chiyuvah. There's no Chinuch on Avelis. So then I say, the Kvura is Mechayiv in Avelis and it can be Mechayiv Lachazman. The Kvura can be Mechayiv Lachazman. You can have a Mechayiv now that's Mechayiv Lachazman. That's not impossible. But what the Gemara meant to say over here is a different thing. This Gevura, at the time of Gevura, the fellow was a Rasha. The Gevura was a Mechayiv, period. See, by the Kotnet, the Gevura is Mechayiv. It's Mechayiv those who are Gedolim. It's not Mechayiv the Ketanim. It can be Mechayiv the Ketanim. Lachazman. The Gevura is a Mechayiv. He's a Gevura of a Tzaddik. He's Mechayiv. But if the Gevura is a Gevura of a Rodem Rasha, it's not Mechayiv, period. So there's no Chiyuv at all. Not that you can ever have a delayed reaction. I remember when we were learning this din, Sir Rav Soloveitchik, he just gave us a mashal, but there are many more mashal. He gave us a mashal, the Gemara before on Chof on the days. The Gemara has a lashon. I think it's on Chof on the days. Gimel mitzvahs mitztava Yisrael b'chnisosam la'aretz. Here it is, right in the middle of Chof on the days. What is the marker? It says on days. Right in the middle of Chof on the days. The line begins with the words Tanya Rabbi Yosei. Sholosh mitzvahs nitztav Yisrael b'chnisosam la'aretz. When Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, the days of Yishuv b'Nun, they became obligated to observe three mitzvahs in the following order. Number one, l'hamad l'hem melech. Number two, l'hafaz ar shalom melech. Number three, l'hivlos l'hem beis ha'pchir. The Gemara says, dafke in that order. So he asked the question, how can you say gimel mitzvahs nitztav b'chnisosam la'aretz if it has to be in order? So they didn't do l'hamad l'hem melech until years later, till they appointed Shol HaMelech. So how can you say that b'chnisosam la'aretz they became l'chiv l'hafaz ar shalom melech? And live in this land based on if it has to go in order. So he said, you see from the Gemara that it's shaykh to have a Mechayiv now. The Mechayiv is the Knisa Loris. Mechayiv now, and the Chalois Achiv is later. You had many more Mesholim like that. So he,
but he can't be Sheikh of the original Sheikh.
Right.
So the Rabbah Paschal,
they would be Mechayiv. The Gemara there is against this. The Gemara there is against this. The Gemara has a Machloikis Rebbe and Rab Nosson and Psoch and Chagiga. What's the status of Pesach Sheni? Is Pesach Sheni Tashlumen for Pesach Rishon, or Pesach Sheni is a regal bifnei atzma? L'may nafkemina? So the Gemara says two nafkeminas. Koten shehigdil berishon l'sheni, v'gershin is gaya berishon l'sheni. So if you say Pesach Sheni is a Tashlumen for Pesach Rishon, so if he was a koten on Pesach Rishon, or he was a nochri, so he's not mechuyev on Pesach Sheni to bring a korban Pesach. He's not mechuyev to make it, the mechayev wasn't chal. But if you say that it's not Tashlum in the Rishon, you say it's a regular bifnei atzma. Whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon for whatever reason is obligated to bring Pesach Sheni. When it comes Yud Dalet year, that's Mechayiv all of the Jews to bring Korban. If you hold this, Tashlum in the Rishon means that the Mechayiv of Pesach Sheni is really Yud Dalet Nissan. That's what it means, Tashlum. Tashlum means, that's the language that Rav Soloveitchik said, Tashlum means the Mechayiv is Yud Dalet Nissan. And the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Yud Dalet Iyer. Those say it's Tashlum. But if you say it's a regal Bifnei Atzma, it means Yud Dalet Iyer is Mechayvim to bring a Korban Pesach on the condition that you haven't yet participated in Pesach Rishon. So if you have a Gershon is Gai Ben Rishon L'Sheni, a Kot M'Sheigdom Ben Rishon L'Sheni, and you hold that Pesach Sheni is a regal Bifnei Atzma, then you would be Mechuyim. So that Gemara, so the Shaivas on that Gemara, if you hold that it's Tashlum in the Rishon, so you say the Kotten would not be Mechuyim to do a Tashlum. That's the Gemara Beferish. He said they're right. The Rambam Paskin is like Rebbe. Aloha ki Rebbe Mechaveh. The Rambam Paskin like Rebbe against Rav Nosson. That Pesach Sheni is a regal bifnei atzma. Even the Kotten Sheigdol Ben Rishon Sheni is mechuyev to bring Pesach Sheni. The Gershon is Gar Ben Taim is mechuyev to. So the Shaila is, but why did the Gemara have to say that? It's because it's regal bifnei atzma. Even if it would have been Tashlum and the Rishon, why don't you say that Yud Dalet Nissan is mechayev the Kotten Lachazman? So don't you see from the Bavli, don't you see from that Gemara in the Bavli, that you can't say that there's a Mechayiv and a Kotten Lachazman. A Kotten is a lot by Chiyuv, you can't say it's Mechayiv and a Lachazman. So that's a taina against the Rosh, that the Rosh quotes this Rishon, I forgot, I think it's the Rosh's own Shita, Machlokes of the Rosh and the Maamar Rutmerk. So some Rishonim said, the Gemara here, the fellows are Rosh, so that's why. If Bishas Kvura, the man whom we buried, was a Rosh, so the Kvura is never Mechayiv at all in Nihil Gabelis. But if you're burying a Tzaddik, And it is mechayev the people who are bar mitzvah to observe avela. So the kid is going to be caught in shehigdil in the middle of shloshim will also be mechuyev. So why also be mechuyev? What's the svar? Because the mechayev of kvura can be chal on a cotton that he should observe it lachazman. Isn't that contradicted by that gemara? That's mamish against the gemara. So the Netziv, in his commentary on the Sifrei, on Parshas Bahaloischa, claims that the Sifrei disagrees with the gemara. He says, the Babli says the Feirish puts together the Gersh in his garb and Tesachish and the Pesach Sheni, together with the Kotn Shehigdol Beinei. And the Netziv claims, the whole thing is a Chiddush, he claims that the Sifrei doesn't agree. Because the Sifrei only mentions the Gershin is Gair ben Rishon Hasheni. So why doesn't it mention Kotan Shehigdil? So he claims the reason why the Sifrei left it out is because by Kotan Shehigdil, Yudal and Nisan is Mechayev Lachazman. That you can have a Mechayev Chal on a Kotan that you should observe it Lachazman. So this svar that the Rishonim say by the Kotan Shehigdil, the Toch Shloshim, that the Kvura can be Mechayev Lachazman, that's like the Netziv Sifrei, but it's against the Babli. Against the Babli. Shmur, that's a din in Avelis. That's a special din in Avelis. Yeah, no, we this the Yud Dalad Ir with the Yud that we were giving Moshel for Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Yeah. So let's say the kid was not bar mitzvah on Yud Dalad Nissen. But by the time he's born, my son was born on Rosh Chodesh. So let's say what he bring is no Beis HaMikdash, and there's nothing to discuss. But let's say there would have been a Beis HaMikdash when my kid was bar mitzvah. So would he bring Pesach Sheni or not on Yud Dalad Ir? So the shayla is Yud Dalad Ir Mechayiv means regel b'fnei atzma. Pesach Sheni regel b'fnei atzma means that Yud Dalad Ir is Mechayiv and Pesach Sheni for whoever didn't participate in Pesach Sheni. Say no. That is a tashlum in the Rishon cannot. Would that lead you to say we pass and say regel b'fnei atzma? So even a gershin is garben time is time. But if the din would have been like Reb Nosson, like the Tana Reb Nosson, that Pesach Sheni is tashlum in the Rishon, what would the din have been by a kotn shehigdol ben time? Would you say also there's no tashlumen? Or do you say no? What's the problem? He was Jewish. It's not like a nochri. You can't say that Yud Dalad Nissen is mechayv a nochri. A nochri is only mechayv and sheva mitzvahs ben enoyach. You can't say it's mechayv lachashe is gaiv. It's not mechayv period. But when you say a kotn is a lab bar chayuva, what does that mean? It means that absolutely everything rolls off his back. Yud Dalad Nissen not mechayv him at all. Or you say no. He doesn't have to do anything now. But Yud Dalad Nissen will be mechayv him lachazman that he should bring the Pesach Sheni. So the Netziv claims that that's a machlokes hatanaim between the Gemara and the Sifrei, and that's a little involved in this Rosh and Maharam Rutenberg by the Kotim Shigdal with Toch Shloshim.
Why? Who is the mechayv?
The
person doesn't hear.
So in the Gemara it seems that it's a combination of both. You need the Kvura with the Shmua, not just the Shmua alone. The Shmua, like Rabbi Chana Lassman explains, there are several. Usually the din, let's say a person is Mechal Shabbos B'Shege, so the din is, he has to bring a Karban Chatos. Let's say somebody ate Chela B'Shege, has to bring a Karban Chatos. Ignorance of the law doesn't make it that there's no Avera. Just because you were not aware, you never heard of the din of Yom Kippur. But if you eat on Yom Kippur, b'shege, yechayv chatos. Just because you never heard of the din, or you didn't realize that today's Yom Kippur is still yechayv chatos. But there are several dinim where, in order to be considered an Avera, you have to have that the condition should be such. If the conditions are not such, let's say I thought this is chazim and ayidim. So that's not amayver and Avera. Machshev is Avera. I thought I'm eating chazim. Chishiv lechel psar chazir ba'ol b'yodah ba'olso b'yodah psar tle tzorach kapor the mishne nozir and afchal gimel. That's an aveira of having a machsheves aveira, but it's not the aveira of eating chazir. So there are some aveiras where you need the condition should be such that this is chazir, plus you should have knowledge of the aveira. And if you only have the conditions as such but you're lacking the knowledge of the aveira, then it's not considered an Aveira. So one of those is Aveira. You have to have the Kvura. The Kvura is Mechaibah. There's another condition. You have Orla B'chutz Lords. You have a couple of dinim. Mamzeris is like that. Mamzeshen Yadua. We discussed when we learned Kiddushin. Rabbi Chana has a long essay. He puts all the dinim together. Mamzeshen Yadua. And offered Safik Orla B'chutz Lords. And Aveilus. And a few other dinim like that. Chiyuv Korban is like that. You have to have Hoydalav Chatosa. You have to have the conditions should be such. And you have to have knowledge of the conditions. If you're lacking knowledge, not. But it's not that the Shmua alone is Mechaib. You need the Kvura with the Shmua, with the idea of the situation.
By all the Shri, you have the same Mechaib. Let's say he could go up to be Yoril Rego, and then he got better the second day, if it's a Tashmu Morishon, then the first day he was not Roish, he doesn't have to bring it. But it's just saying it's each
right. Right. And the Gemara has a machlokes on that also. We paskin that everything is tashlum in the rishon. The Gemara in the first daf in Chagiga has a machlokes. If you didn't bring oil of sri on the first day, Pesach, so you can bring it the rest of Pesach. Pesach shavuos, you can bring it for 7 days. So the Gemara has a machlokes on the first daf in Chagiga. Do you say that the chiyuv to bring oil of sri is sometime during Pesach, sometime during Sukkot, anytime? So let's say the kid was not bar mitzvah in the beginning, or the person had a broken leg, he physically was unable to walk. But then towards the end of the yontif, he is bar mitzvah, he is able to walk. Agershin is gai rachalamot. So by the end of yontif, he is able, and it's yontif. So he's mechiyuv to be oil of regal, to bring his oil of sri. Or do you say no? The chiyuv is chavachagosim also the first day. Chagige with oil of sri, everything the chiyuv machal on the first day. And if he didn't do the first day, bringing the karbonis, the rest of yontif, is a tashlum in the rishon. Means the mechayiv is the first day, and the kiyum is the later days. So that's a machlokes. And we pass in kula tashlum in the rishon. We pass in the whole chiyuv. Everything depends on the first day, and bringing the karbonis, the later days, is a kiyum for the chiyuv that was ready chal earlier. So this is the famous gemara. The machlokes that the Rosh quoted. Does the gemara mean that you cannot have a mechayiv now? The kvura cannot be mechayiv lachazman. Kvura has to be mechayiv immediately. So by the cotton, it cannot be that it's mechayiv lachazman. Oh no, it doesn't mean like that. You can't have a mechayiv lachazman. That's not what it means. What it means is the kvura was on an Adam Rasha. So this kvura was not mechayiv, period. But you could have a mechayiv lachazman. That's the machlokes how to read this gemara. Yeah. What exactly is the mechayiv of Avela? So the Gemara says, stimas agel with the yediyah, with the shmua. You have to have the stimas agel with the shmua. Exactly what does it mean, stimas agel? Stimas agel means the kvura. Stimas agel means the kvura. Well, how do you translate the word stimas agel? So it is a famous machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. We assume in Shulchan Aruch Yerideh, we, the Ashkenazim, assume the Ramah Pasmas like the Balei HaTosfos and the Rosh, that all Avelas is only with the Rabbanah. So this whole story of stimas agel, the whole thing is all an invention with the Rabbanan. But the concept of Goylo does exist. There is a halacha de araisa, there is a din menater that does depend on Goylo. There is a din that Goylo v'doifek is metame like a mace. A mace is metame b'magam, masa b'ohel. And if one comes in contact with a mace, he's tummy for 7 days, not stum tummy for one day. And he needs hazor shlishi shvi. It's not enough just to go to mikveh. All other tumors usually just go to mikveh right away, 7 days later, whatever, and you shake off the tumah. And here by tumas meis, not enough. You go to mikveh. You have to go to mikveh after first having paraduma water sprinkled on you, on shlishi shvi, and before you get the paraduma water sprinkled, you have to go to mikveh to be mekabel the hazoras paraduma, and then after the hazoras shlishi shvi, then you're prepared to go to mikveh to become tall. Then the tefillah in the mikveh helps. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Parshas Chukas when it describes. So the Gemara says, why does it keep on repeating the same? It's the same thing. You come in contact with a dead body. So the Gemara, Torah Baal Peh, understands each phrase is telling you another aspect, another chiddush of Hilchos Tumas Meis. Not only is a dead body metami, even the goylo v'doifik, some part of the kever, is betame al pidin, it's a tumas kever. What's his girl of the deifik? So Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes on the level of their eyes. So what is girl of the deifik going to get to the tumas meis? That it's betame ba'ohel b'magam masa ba'ohel 7 days. And what's the stimas agel going to get to the din de rabbanon over here? We assume there are more paskins like the Balei HaTosfos that all avelus is only the rabbanon. What's the girl of the deifik over here? So Rashi learns that the girl of the deifik are the boards of the coffin. The girl of Dofik are the boards of the coffin. The goylel is the lid of the coffin, and the doifik are the two boards on the side that support the lid on top. So that's the goylel of the doifik on the level of their eyes. So that has the tumah, that is metame, like a mace, like a mace. Tame b'magam b'masa b'ohel. Let's say someone touches the coffin from the outside, even though he didn't touch the mace is inside. He touches the coffin, so Rashi Shita is that that's the girl of the day. If he touches the top of the coffin, if he puts his hand directly on top of the mace, and the mace is Matami Bo'ohel, you don't have to come on to the girl of the day. But let's say he touches the top of the coffin, not connected on mace. So he becomes Tommy for 7 days, girl of the day. If he touches the side of the coffin, girl of the day. And the Rabbin and Tom denies that. He says that that's not at all what it means. Because the girl of the day means the Matseva. The end of the Tesis. Girl of the day refers to the Matseva. And they used to have, what's Goylul and what's Doifik? So he says the Matseva is a Goylul. And the Doifik are the little stones that he used to put on the side to support. That's the same as Rashi. The Doifik are the things that stand on the sides to hold up the Goylul. So Rabbi Natam understood, I don't think we have this now, I just have a Matseva, stands up by itself. But apparently in the days of the Tanaim, they had a bigger stone that was supported by smaller stones on the side. So that's the Goylul and that's the Doifik. So that's Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam on the level of the rice. And here it's Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and you get to Avelis. Rashi Shita is that the Avelis begins once you put the body in an Aron. You didn't even bury him in the ground yet. The Avelis already begins because it's considered Kavur. You're not Yotze Kavur. If you put him in a coffin, the Gemara said from Sukkim, you're not Yotze Kavur. The Gemara said you have to have Kavur Bekarka. The Gemara said Amen Vavam Adais. Well, I might have thought you put him in a box is enough. So Kamash will on the Pasik, no, then you got to bury him in the ground. That is not enough just to put him in a box. So what is Rashi over here? It's very strange. Why should the Avelis begin? What's Alpidin? What changed? When you put the dead body in a coffin, you close up the coffin with the lid on top. So why should the Avelis begin already? You didn't finish the Kavura yet. Anyway, that's how Rashi learns. The Avelis begins when you put the body in the coffin. Rabbi Natam disagrees. He says, no, what it means is the Avelis begins when you put up the Matseva. Hi, but our minig is, most have the minig, you don't put the Matseva till 12 months later. Rabbi Kivegan Yeridei quotes, some have the minig, you put up the Matseva right before the 12 months are up, and some have the minig, put up the Matseva after the 12 months are up, both based on the same premise. That the mace is mishtakech ben alev lacha yud beis chedesh. People usually forget about the mace after a year. So some have the minig, you put a matzeva not to forget about the mace. So you put up the matzeva before the yud beis chedesh, not to forget about the mace. And others, Rabbi Kivege quotes in Yaradeh, others have the minig, after you've already forgotten about the mace, after the yud beis chedesh are up, you've already forgotten, so then you put the matzeva to remind yourself about the nifta. And Eretz Yisrael, they have the minig put up by the shloish and whatever it is, but we don't have the minig to put the matzeva right away. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you mean to say that there's no, they don't sit shiva till a year later? They didn't put up, and what if they don't put up any matzeva, no shiva? But they don't observe any avelis. He says, no. He says, what it means, the avelis begins with stimus agal, means the gemar hakvura. So if today they're going to put the yarin in the ground and they're going to fill up the whole ground to the top and then they're going to make a mound and then they're going to put a matzeva, so the avelus doesn't begin until they finish doing everything they plan to do today. If the minig is that you don't put up a matzeva till a year later, till a month later, so that's not the gemara of the kvura. Whatever they plan to do today, that's the gemara kvura. So let's say they're just going to lower the body, they're going to fill up the whole thing today, but let's say they lower the body and they throw in a little dirt and then they all go home. So that's not yet the steam is agal. The steam is agal. Whatever they plan to do today, they're gonna get the goyim or so. Someone's gonna fill in the rest of the dirt. So that's the gemara kvura, whatever they're gonna do today. So the avelus doesn't begin until you finish doing what you plan to do today. And if they plan to put a matzeva today, that's also considered the gemara kvura. The avelus doesn't begin until that point. So this is a famous machlokes Rashi and the Rabbi Natan. What is the concept? What is the Pirush Amilas of Goyel of the Doifik on the level of their Aisib? And again, the Tumas Goyel of the Doifik, that it's the Gemara says in Perpe Mam Kasha, the place is called Smechul and Dafayin Beis, where Darshan Kol Ashig, Al Pnei Asad, Machalachem, etc. That phrase refers to the Goyel of the Doifik. And Rashi, Rashi says Goyel of the Doifik means the lid of the coffin, the side walls. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Tosis has a few kashas against Rashi. One obvious kasha is, according to Rashi, normally when a person is put into a coffin and buried in the ground, so the coffin is under the ground. So what do you mean? Al pnei hasada, kol hashiga al pnei hasada, the rabbi's girl of a doifik. The girl of a doifik is not al pnei hasada, the girl of a doifik is 6 feet under. So what's fine off Pnei Asad? So the Rabbeinu Tam says, I write the Maipshad, it goes on the Mapsevet, something that's normally above the surface of the ground. Al Pnei Asad, there's something above. Unless you'll say, according to Rashi, Tosfos makes a suggestion, maybe Enachanami, that the Goyel, the Doifik Rashi holds, refers to the lid of the coffin and the side walls, and this special din, that Goyel of the Doifik is Mentame Laganes, only applies when the coffin is above the ground. Once he's buried under the ground, so the mace is metame, and there's no longer a din of Goyel of the Doifik. That's how Tosfos says, a suggestion here, and another Masech, the Ksuvos, they have it, but they're not happy about that. They say, if you say like that, Yesh Mefarshim, about halfway through the Tosfos. It says, Erev in Daf Tezvav on the day, so five lines before that. Five lines before Erev in Daf Tezvav. So it says, Yesh Mefarshim, some say, V'lei Mabina Lei Kisa Yoram and Shein Goylo. Rashi Shita is that the lid of the coffin is the Goylo, and the walls on the side, the boards on the side of the coffin are the Dajim. So how do you fit into the Pasuk, Kol HaShikah Pnei Asada? It's usually buried 6 feet under the ground. The Matzev is above the surface of the ground. So there are those who are showing them to say, according to Rashi, once you bury the coffin in the ground, the whole Xeris HaKosov only applies, calls man that it's above the surface of the ground. And Tosfos says, and that will farem for another kasha that they threw him before the Rabbeinu Tam is very unhappy about Rashi. So he said, we pass the Shulchan Aruch like the Rabbeinu Tam here. That Stimus HaGol means the Gemara Kvura, the Matzeva. If you're going to put up a Matzeva on the same day, if you don't plan to put up the Matzeva today, you're going to put it up way later. So whatever you plan to do today, the Gemara Kvura, so that's when the Avela is beginning. So we pass like the Rabbeinu Tam, but we don't pass 100% like everything the Rabbeinu Tam said. We don't accept all the arguments of Rabbeinu Tam. So one of the arguments runs as follows. There is a famous Sugyan Brachas. Tosfos starts with that on the third line from the top. The Sugyan Brachas, Daf Yud Tes and Daf Chof. The Gemara speaks about the concept of Kavod Abrius. We spoke of it a little bit last week, 2 weeks ago on Parshas Emor. Lo Yitama. The din is that the Kohen is not permitted to come in contact with a dead body unless it's one of the seven relatives. And if it's one of the seven relatives, then he's obligated to, whether he likes it or not. Lo Yitama. Machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says he's permitted to participate in the funeral of one of the seven relatives. And we don't accept Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, that the Kohen is obligated to, even if he doesn't want to, Metamen also Bal Korcha, the Chevek Kadisha will push him to become Tamei. They will insist that he has to be Metam, because that's the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So that mitzvah, Lo Yitama, is the source for the institution of Kavod Abrius. The Pasuk says you have to even give Kavod Abrius to the dead bodies, Kavod Chaim to the living people. There's certainly an obligation of Kavod Abrius. So that's the Mokka. So the Gemara says, there in Brochus, Daf Yutes, the whole Sugya, the whole Daf Gemara, Yutes and the base, and Chofim and Allah. Everything revolves about this Yisoid of Kavod Abrius, derived from the Pasuk Lo Yitam. So the Gemara says that Kavod Abrius is such an important mitzvah, sometimes to fulfill this mitzvah, the Indian of Kavod Abrius, you're permitted to violate an Issa de Rabban. So machlokes in Achrenim, whether it only applies to the three specific instances mentioned in the Gemara, or it applies to every Din Derabbanan. Let's say you have a new case at Din Derabbanan. I remember one year in the Yeshiva we had an Asik, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah we had a Baal Tekiah. It was awful. It was already after Noel Amanis. It was awful. The Tekiahs were awful. So after the whole davening was all over, we had to get labeled doulets. We asked someone else to please come and eat blue shirt and a different shul. We asked him to blow all the tekiahs after the first Baal Tekiah left. So he blew over all the tekiahs 5 minutes and everybody went home. Everybody was yours. So the second day, I went over. I think I was single at that time. It was a long time ago. So I went up. I walked over to the Baal Tekiah from the first day. I said, I hope you're not going to blow shofar today. So he said, why not? So I said, because yesterday nobody was yotzei and we didn't want to embarrass you. So we waited till after he went home and then we got someone else to blow. It was terrible. So he says, no, he's going to blow shofar today also. So I said, I'm not going to let you. I said, if you go up to blow shofar, I'm going to make a public scene and I'm going to kick you off. And I really mean it. So he really got scared. And he didn't. So I said, who's going to blow? He asked me, who's going to blow shofar? So I said, we'll have a contest. If the Musaf will ask, who knows how to blow shofar? And we got there. Was a mathematician who always used to blow shofar for years. So he was there. I forgot his name. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. Some professor of mathematics. So he blew shofar for showing solved the problem. So there's a big Talmid Chacham there on the side. So Reb Shol was there. He's the Davenim Beis Medrash with us. So he called me over before Pesukah D'Zimah. So he said, what did you embarrass him for? Why did I give him over the head? He says, it's only the second day of Rosh Hashanah. I said, the second day of Rosh Hashanah is only the Rabbanon. covered Abrius is the Chederabon, and maybe she'll leave him alone. So I was very young, and I was very tukocht about it. I was very angry. Why the day before we had to listen to the tkiyas after the guy left? So I said, maybe the second day Rosh Hashanah is Derabon, and Bachinuch is Derais. And a yeshiva, whatever you do something wrong in a yeshiva, that's a Derais. Because he's training all the students to believe that this is the proper way to do tkiyas shofar, which is absolutely not the proper way. Anyway, needless to say, this fellow was very angry at me for years, the Baal Pekeya. He thought that I disliked him. And then years later, he realized that I meant the Tarosis. So as it turned out, he asked me to be Masada Kiddushin by one of his daughters later on. Because he realized I was a good friend of his. I wasn't an enemy. So that's a Shaila. What's Taka the Din? Kavad Abis is Decha, the Rabban is Decha, all the Rabban is. Let's say in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, the Baal Kore is killing the whole Lamy. And you keep on correcting him, he's going to kill the whole Lamy. And he's dead embarrassed. And he keeps on getting more and more, turning red and redder and redder. So what do you say, Kavod Rabbeis? Is Deicha de Rabbanos? Let him just ruin the whole Kriyas HaTorah. Do you say no? Kavod Rabbeis is only Deicha those de Rabbanos that it says in the Gemara. It's not Deicha any de Rabbanos. So this is a deal in the Yad Malachi. Yad Malachi is like a little encyclopedia, one volume encyclopedia about Klolim in the Gemara. So under Kavod Rabbeis, he has a machlokes about that. But the Kavod Rabbeis, he claims Kavod Rabbeis only Deicha those three dinim de Rabbanos. And it's usually assumed that it's Deicha all dinim de Rabbanos. So the Gemara there has a discussion. The Kavod Abrius is Deiches, in certain cases, the Kavod Abrius is Deicha Dinim Derabbanan. The Gemara gives a marshal. What's an example of Kavod Abrius? Let's say the Yiddish Melech is coming. The Gemara even has maybe the Goyish Melech is coming. And you want to go be Mekabel Pnei HaMelech. So that's also an Indian of Kavod Abrius. Different kinds of Kavod Abrius. There's Kavod Achayim, Kavod HaMeisim. Kavod Achayim is more important than Kavod HaMeisim. Kavod HaMelech is more important than Stam Kavod of a plain citizen. So the Gemara says, the Kohanim, Rav Lezer ben Tzadik is a Kohen. He says, we used to violate Tumas Kohanim, Tumas de Rabbanon, where one is permitted to violate the Yisut Kohanim and not allowed to be Metamil HaMeisim. So there are certain cases where the Tumas HaMeisim is only the Rabbanon. So he says, we were Metamil, the Tumas de Rabbanon, for the sake of Kavod Abrius to be Mechabed the Melech, to have a bigger crowd. What's the example of the Tumas de Rabbanon? So he says that they were Aronos, they were coffins with dead bodies, Jewish dead bodies in them. And they used to jump over the coffins. Medalgan Hoyinu Al Gabi Aronos, they were jumping over the coffins. So the Pashtuns, the Gemara asked the question, what do you mean? Why is that only Tumma de Rabbanon? It's Tumma de Raisa. So the Gemara explains the coffins were deep coffins, and there was a tefach between, let's say, the body is laying flat, and there's a tefach between the top of the body and the bottom of the lid of the coffin. So that prevents the tumor from the maize from going further up. Tosfos says only to have openings on the side, so the tumor can go out the side, whatever. A couple of details there, how this applies. But does it apply to all coffins or not? So Tosfos claims it doesn't apply to all coffins, and others disagree with Tosfos. But Kalpani Mar says, in such a case, if you jump on top of the coffin, so the tumas amaze will not be oila adla rakia. Tumas amaze is oila adla rakia, the Mishnah says that's if there's no floor be mapsik. But let's say you have a floor beam opposite, so the tumah doesn't go. Let's say there's a dead body here, the tumah doesn't go to the floor above because the oihal is chaytzis b'fnei atumah. So, but with the Rabbana, they were guys there, there's a miyut of aronis, rov aronis have a pesach tefach, but not all the aronis are so deep. Less than 50% of the aronos do not have a tefach between the top of the mace and the bottom of the lid. And in that case, the tumah would be oila l'rakia. That would be tumah ritzutza, oila l'rakia, even above. So the Chachamim would go, is it Tumah de Rabbanon, even on those Aronis that do have a Pesach Tefach, it shouldn't follow right. So that's an example of Tumah de Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, the Kohen is permitted to violate the Yisra de Rabbanon. He's allowed to violate the Yisra de Rabbanon for the purpose of Kavod Abrius to be Mechabed the Melech, to be part of the big crowd that goes to greet the king. So Tosfos Frek Takasha, but according to Rashi, the girl of Adothik means the lid of the coffin. So the lid of the coffin is Metami Boyle. So what do you tell me a story that the lid is so high above the maize, so the maize, the lid is Choytzitz B'fnei Atum. Choytzitz B'fnei Atum of the Tumas HaMeis, but the lid itself is Metami. So when he jumps on top of the coffin, so he's being Metami, Atum of the Reis, of Girl of the Deifik. So Abin Atam says, Araya Brura, that Rashi is wrong. Araya, that the lid of the coffin is not the Girl of the Deifik, not the lid, not the walls on the side. The girl of Dafik is the Matseva, and there was no Matseva here. The lid of the coffin does not have any tumah. That's Rabbi Natan's right. So Tosfos, Tefarem for Rashi, Shita, we have the Paschal, we assume like the Rabbi Natan. I'll be cautious. that the Gerla means the Matzeva. But just to defend Rashi Shita, so the Bali Atesis give two suggestions. So one suggestion they give is that maybe the din that the Gerla of the Doifik is Metame is learned out from the Pasuk called Ashiga Al Pnei Asada. So maybe it's only Metame when it's above, when the coffin is sitting above the ground. Now, when we usually read that Gemara in Brachas Migdalgim, the Kohen says we used to jump on top of the coffins in order to go to the greet the king. So, Pashmashat, you learn there were coffins sitting on top of the ground. So, the Taisa says maybe that's not the Pshat. Maybe the Pshat is if the coffins would be sitting on top of the ground, that would be a Din Deraisa, that would be Tumah Deraisa. The Gerlul itself would be Mitam, the coffin itself, the lid would be Mitam. Maybe over there means Medalgamayinu, we were jumping on the cemetery where the bodies were buried under the ground in coffins, and most of the coffins had upset up. Why should it be a common practice? We used to do this all the time, to run to greet the king. Why is it such a common practice to have coffins sitting on top of the ground? Why didn't they bury the coffins? So the Taisa says later, maybe the Pshat is Medalgamayinu, Agabi Aronis, the Aronis were buried below the ground. And the Tumah, the Arais of Gerlul Vedeifik only applies when the coffin is above the ground. Once it's buried in the ground, so there's no tumor. That's what Taisa says. Taisa says, V'hashtanicha hide medalgam hayinu. That was far for that kasha. What's the logic over here? So Rabbi Yosef Engel has in one of his chuvas in Bein Peres, he has with that tzushtel from Agamar and Chulin. So he says, apparently the Bali Atesis are suggesting over here, when the girl of the Dofik is above the ground, then it's called the girl of the Dofik, then it's called the Keva. Once it's buried in the ground, it's batalag of the ground. So the mace, like the mace. The mace is a mace. But the Gerlul Vedeifik no longer has its special status as a kever, so always Gerlul Vedeifik. That's one suggestion that Taisa gave. This suggestion killed two birds with one stone. This far for two kashas against Rashi. Kasha number one was, according to Rashi, that Gerlul Vedeifik means the lid and the side planks of the coffin. So why did they darshan it from the pasuk called Shiga Pnei Asada? That's not on the surface of the ground, that's 6 feet under. So that's what prompted the Rabbi Natan to say, Gerlul means the Matzeva, the Matzeva is above the ground. So Taisus answers according to Rashi, no, because the special din that the coffin is Metameh is only when it's not buried. Once it's buried in the ground, it's Takanat Metameh. It's only before you have a chance to bury it. And this Varemph is the second Kasha against Rashi. The Gemara says, we used to jump on top of the coffins. It's only a Tumah Derabanan because the mace was a Tefa below the lid of the coffin. So the lid is chaytzis b'fnei atumah, so there's not tumah deraisa, so it's only tumah derabbanan, because they made exera derabbanan rov aronis, they made exera atumiyot aronis, and miyot aronis don't have a pesach tefa, so they made exera derabbanan not to follow roi. So Rabbi Netame is Tarashi, forget about the rov with the miyot. The coffin itself is Netame. So what are they jumping? The coffin is Metame Menatera. The lid of the coffin is the girl of the Daifik. So don't you see that Rashi is wrong, that the lid is not the girl of the Daifik? So Taisus answers, maybe means the Aronis were buried in the ground. That's when you're allowed to jump over. Once it's buried in the ground, then there's no din of girl of the Daifik. The whole din of girl of the Daifik, perhaps according to Rashi, is only Kozman, that the girl of the Daifik is on the surface of the ground, if it's exposed. Okay? Then it'll be deraisa. Then you'll have a tumah deraisa. The kozman, a recent, yeah, they just buried him recently, so the aron is still intact. That's one suggestion that they gave to Farem for Rashi. Then Taisus has another suggestion, and this suggestion we accept halacha lemaisa. This we pass. Taisus has another suggestion. No, maybe the simple translation medalgam hayinu agabi aronis. He doesn't say medalgam hayinu agabi beis hakvaris. The Medagamin and Gabiran, it sounds like they were coffins sitting on top of the ground, and they were jumping over the coffins. That's what it sounds like. So they asked Akasha, according to Rashi, it's a Tumah Deraisa. The girl, the lid of the coffin is Metami Boil. So what does it help that the lid is Chaitzitz Bifnei Atumah, so the Tumas Hameis doesn't come up above the girl, above the coffin, but the coffin itself is Metami. So Taisus quotes, the answer appears in Maseches Smachis. Maseches Smachis is not Mishnayis. Maseches Smachis is Raisis from the Goinim. So that's a question. How reliable are all these Masechtas Ketanas, Masechtas Mezuzah, and Masechtas Tefillin? How reliable Masechtas Sofrim? It was composed by the Gaon of Eretz Yisrael after the days of the Talmud. So that's a question. How reliable is this? So there is a statement that Masechtas Smachas has all the Hilchas Avelis. It's a euphemism. Smachas means the opposite of Smachas. So the Masechtas Smachas makes a statement. A Kohen is forbidden to be Metami to a mace, only such a mace Shehanazir Megaleach Olav. The Torah has a din that a Nazir is not allowed to take a haircut, Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, not allowed to eat grapes, he's not allowed to be Metamei L'Meisim. And if the Nazir is Metamei L'Meisim, then Hayamim HaRishonim Yiplu, let's say he was Mekabel Naziris for 10 years. The Mishnah has a case like that. A woman, Heleni Hamalka, was Mekabel Naziris for 7 years. And she lived in Chutz Lord. So then when she came to Eretz Yisrael to bring the Karbonah, she came to the Beis HaMikdash, they told her the good news that the whole 7 years that you live in Chutz Lord has a din like Beis HaKvaris. Tumas Eretz HaAmim is like a cemetery, you got to start counting 7 years all over. So she was such a fruma, so she started counting another 7 years in Eretz Yisrael. Her kingdom was apparently in Chutz Lord. So she counted another 7 years. Towards the very end of the second unit of 7 years, she accidentally became Tomei Lameis. 14 years later. So they told her, sorry, you got to count, bring Karbonis and count another 7 years. So she waited till the end. She survived for 21 years. She was in the zero. She didn't take a haircut for 21 years. She didn't take a haircut for 21 years. So finally, after she was Zeichet Tarich HaZion, 21 years later, she finally concluded her Neder Nazir. So there's a din. If the Nazir becomes Tomei Lameis, however long it happens to be, this happened to be 7 years, and the whole 7 years didn't count. She had to become Tohar from the Tumas Meis and bring special Karbanis Nazir Tomei, and then you start counting all over again, and finally at the end. So the Mishnayis and Nazir have dinim, the Nazir, the Tumas Meis that cancels all the dinim, and he has to be Megaleach and Ziris Tumah and bring all the Karbanis, start all over again, doesn't always apply to every Tumas Meis. It only applies to the Chiyomis Meis Olav Befeser Pisam, only Atzmashal Meis. The Rambam expression is Atzmashal Meis. Sometimes you have a Tumas Meis which is not Atzmashal Meis. So an example given by the Mishnah is Goyle Bedeifik. Goyle Bedeifik is not the actual Meis itself. Goyle Bedeifik is metamikos, it's labeled as Kever HaMeis. That's what the Rambam writes. The Kever HaMeis is metamikos. Goyle Bedeifik has the status of Kever. So Kever HaMeis has a Tumas Meis, but it's not actually the Meis. So the din is that the Nazir is not Mekaleach. This whole din of Yom Rishonim Yiplu, and you bring special Karbonis, and he has to take Tiglachas Tumah, all these dinim don't apply. Calls man that he's Tomei Tumas Meis, those days are not early. Let's say the Nazir is Mekabel Naziris for 7 years, and in the middle he becomes Tomei, after 5 years he becomes Tomei, through a Goyle of a Deifik. So the Mishnah says, that week that he's Tomei, is not Oyla, but the 5 years before are still here, and after the week is over, he has to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi, go to the mikveh, and then he counts another 2 years, and he's finished. But I'm a Raman, he's finished then. He doesn't have to count all the 7 years all over, he doesn't have to bring the special commandments, he doesn't take the haircut. He doesn't have to have the Tiglach HaStumah. Ein HaNozim Megaleach Olam. So that's Mishnais, that says in Mishnais, that there's a concept of Tumas Meis without actually being Atzmashal Meis. That's the Ramam's terminology for that Mishnah. So here in Maseches Machas it says, any tumah she'ein ha-nozim megaleach olav, it's tumas meis, but it's not actually atzmashal meis, the kohanim are permitted l'chatchila to be metamei. Ein ha-kohen muzer olav. A kohen is forbidden, not. The kohen is not forbidden to become tomei, tumas meis. The kohen is forbidden to come in contact with a meis. But he's not forbidden to come in contact with a tumas meis if it's not an atzmashal meis. So that would explain how come Medalgim Hayinu Al Gabi Aronis, as long as the Aron has an empty space of Pesach Tefach, has Avir between a Tefach, Avir between the top of the mace and the bottom of the lid of the Aron, so the Tumah of the mace is not Oyla Adler Rakia, like over here. The ceiling is Chaitz, it's Bifnatim, the Tumah does it up further. Aye, but the lid of the Aron itself is Metame, so there are Taisis says, so what, it's Metame? But it's only a Tumas mace without an Atzmashal mace. And that's bichlal no problem. That's a tumah deraisa, but that's not a problem at all. The tumah that the mace, the tumas hamace goes up, that's only going up in the rabbanon. Exera otu miyut aroinis, which don't have pesef tefa. So the tumah de rabbanon was the problem, and the solution was the mishum kav rabbiyas he permitted to violate an isa de rabbanon. But the tumah deraisa of the girl of the dofik, that doesn't bother me, because that's a tumah shein anozim megaleach olav, ein hakoyim muzer olav. It's permissible for kana timintan. That says the Farish in Maseches Machos. That's a brisa composed by the Goyim. So Rabbi Natan, so that Faremf, that defends Rashi. That Faremf is the Kashi against Rashi from that Gemara and Brocha. So Rabbi Natan says that you can't rely on that brisa in the Maseches Machos. It's not from the Gemara, and it's wrong. And he claims that he has a raya from a Revi'ez Dan. He says he has a raya that the Maseches Machos is wrong. The Goyim made a mistake. It's not true. So Halacha Lamaisa, we do paskan like that. Halacha l'mayis in Yerudea, there are two cases that are discussed in the Rishonim and the early Achronim, the Trumas Hadeshin and the Ramah. There are two cases that where they discussed this issue. One case is Cherev Harei Kecholo. Let's say someone goes to a funeral and is wearing a watch, and the watch is a metal plea. Or someone has a metal ballpoint pen, a metal pen in his pocket, or a knife in his pocket, whatever, a metal plea, a ring, anything that's metal. So we, there's a machlokes of Rishonim, what means Cherev Harei Kecholo? But even those who are make will say metal kli. So the din is that a cherev harei kecholo. If you have a metal kli mateches in the same room with the mace, the metal has the status mamish like a mace, and it's metami ba'ohel. According to some Rishonim, it's metami ba'ohel. So the question is, the Rab Chaim Kohen was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. So there's a gigantic Tosfos in Nozir. The Tosfos quotes this whole Rabbeinu Tam all over again. They tell you where it is here? No. They tell you a few tesis and where it is. They don't tell you all. Yeah, they tell you end of the tesis. It's in Brachas and in Shabbos and in Sukkah and in Ksubas, but it's more. It's in Nazir also. Big tesis in Nazir. The Nuns, around Nun Zayin or something. Rab Chaim Kohen sent a letter to Rabbeinu Tam. Eze Baisa Shetivnu Li. He writes, Ein Baisa Shein Shameis. Every house in Europe, somebody must have died sometime or another. But yes, everybody dies in a hospital. But normally, they didn't have hospitals. People died, huh? So every Ein Baisa Shein Shameis. That's what he wrote the expression. And every house, you have metal silverware in the house. You have forks and knives. So Rab Chaim Kohen says, "Eze b'asa shetivnu." I'm a Kohen, so I can't walk into any house because cherev harei kecholo. And you, Rabbeinu Tam, hold that a Kohen is muzer even on cherev harei kecholo because you hold that maseches machas is mishabesh. You hold that it's wrong. So he says, "I can't walk into any house because according to you, a Kohen is forbidden to be metame the cherev harei kecholo." So in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Tam. It says, halacha l'maaseh, that a kohen, like Rab Chaim Kohen, it says a kohen is permitted to be mitame to a cherev harei kecholo, because that's only tumas meis, but it's lacking atzmashal meis. It's not a dead body there. The watch that he's wearing, the metal watch, or the metal forks and knives, the silverware, has a tumas meis, but it's not actually a meis. So in that case, we pass from halacha l'maaseh l'hokil. Then there's another case that the Rishonim discussed that's the exact same shabbat. There we pass from l'hachmer, it's a tella. There's a tumor that's called sof tumah latzeis. Sof tumah latzeis means like this. Let's say there's a mace in this room. So the door is open over there. The door is open, so the tumor goes out. See, these doors are closed. The door is open over there, so the tumor goes out to that room, to the next room. All the rooms that are open, goes upstairs. All the rooms that are open, the tumor goes. What would be the din if all the doors are closed now? And we have a dead body in this room. So the din is that the tumas mace is only in this room, but what are we going to do with the mace? We're going to leave him here. We're not going to leave the mace. We're going to take him out. How do we plan to take the mace out? Do we plan to take him out through the window? That window, this one? Possibly, we can take him out. Do we plan to take him out over here? Do we plan to take him out there? So we have to make up our minds. So if we made up our minds, we're going to take him out the staircase. There, upstairs. So that's called soif tumah latzeis. Since it's in the same house. It's not, let's say, we're going to bring the mace to the base medrash. We're going to have a Levi base medrash. So since we plan to bring the base to the base medrash, it's already sof tumah lavoi. No. Sof tumah lavoi means if it's still in the same building. And if the doors would have been open, the tumah would go out. So even though the doors are closed, since sof tumah lavoi, since we plan ultimately to open the doors and to bring the mace through, so that's already mitame now. That's the question whether this institution, this din of sof tumah lavoi, is that a din deraisa, din derabanan, sastira and rashi and beitza, whether sof tumah lavoi is deraisa derabanan. The Shittim Kubetzis and Beitzi points out a steer between two rashes. I'll call upon it. So what's the din? Is a Kohen, let's say the mace is in this room, all the doors are closed, and we plan to take the mace out over there. So in the hallways, you don't actually have the mace. You have a Tumas mace without actually having the mace there. So is a Kohen permitted to walk in the hallways, or is he forbidden? So the Ramah says, forbidden. The Ramah says, so if Tumalot is a Kohen is Muzer, not to be Metameh. So in the original source, he quotes it from the Trumas Hadeshin. In the original source in the Rishonim, they say that this is really totally ha b'ha. It's the exact same issue. That's a Tumas Meis without actually having Atzmashal Meis. So if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam denies the validity of this Maseches Smachas, so we understand why it's also. But we pass him like the Maseches Smachas. We pass him that a Kohen is permitted to be Metami to the Cherev Harei Kecholo. Because it's a Tumah Shein on Nozim of Galei Kecholo. We pass him that the Kohen is only forbidden to come in contact with an Atzmashal Meis. So how come we pass him that the Kohen is forbidden to come into a Seif Tumah Lotzis? It's a Chastirim Psak. So the Ramah quotes from the Trumas Hadesh. In the end of your day, he quotes, Shalo L'Shaber Es HaMinik. Nish Fabrechen HaMinik. He says, the Minik always was, apparently for centuries, that the Kohanim were never mitami to Seif Tumah Lotzis. even though it's really a machlokes rishon, and even though really on the root of the machlokes we pass in lahakol, but since the minig was lahakol, so we leave it like that. Shalom l'shabbos haminig. On the other issue, there wasn't a clear cut minig. If anything, the minig was that they did go, because Rav Chaim Kahn said, "Eis a baisa shetivnali, ein baisa shein shalmeis." How is it possible? It's impossible. So the minig by this. Minig by the Seftum Alatsis always was Lahakil. And the Minig by the Kherif HaRekichol always was Lahakil. So the Ramah quotes the Truma Zadash, that's the way you leave it, even though it's really a stira. The answer is Mikra Adin, they're both Mutta. Mikra Adin, we really do pass them like this, Masechas Mah. So this is part of the story. So Halacha L'Maaseh, this is very interesting. On this Tosfos, we pass them half like the Rabbeinu Tam, half like Rashi. We say the Avelus only begins Mishiyista Magel, we hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. Mishiyista Magel means once you put up the Matzeva, or if you're not going to put up the Matzeva today, once you've completed the whole Kvura that you plan to do today. But we don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam because of his arguments. The argument that he gave against Rashi to prove that Rashi was wrong for the Gemara Brachas Daf Yotes, Tosfos Farenfer the Kasha, we paskin like the way they Farenfer. Tosfos said, V'yesh Meforshim. On the 10th line from the top, they said, "Yesh mefarshim av gav d'gol matamid boy makom kamar yechodim ledalag and the tamasans because kol tumah shein and those mekalev and koy muzrole." We pass him like the yenser that the Balei Tes gave to defend the Rashi, even though we pass him really like the Rabbeinu Tam. So we have accepted the Rabbeinu Tam shita of bevelav mi tamei, not because of his arguments. We don't accept his argument. We mikra adin. We pass him like that shita sagani. That the coin is only forbidden to be metame to the. To the actual mace, but not to the tumas mace. If you're lacking mace, tumas mace is mutter.
Is it a kemur?
That's a din midirabbanon. Yeah, yeah. The Gemara in the last daf in Soita says that's a gzera derabbanon, because they wanted to make a gzera. The kohen made by mistake lean his hand over the mace, and it's mutame the tumas el al rakia. So they made a gzera, and won't even realize it because he's standing over here. The mace is over there. It just puts his hand over. So the medik zera derabbanan, even if you're anywhere within dalaramas of the mace, is also mitami midirabbanan. And then there's a machlokes nirishanim and the taisus anandav. What if there's a wall in between? Let's say there's a glass window. A gate, let's say there's a glass window. I can't put my hand in. I can't. It's impossible. But I see the mace is right over there. So did they make the gzera even in such a case where it's impossible? They say no, whenever the reason doesn't apply. So some Rishonim had the girsa in the pshat and the gemara, the end of Soita, whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the gzera doesn't apply. That's a shayla and the shach, and yeridea, how we paskin. When there's a war mafsik, they still have the tumah. On this gemara, rather, it's too late to go into it now. On this gemara, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has a very fascinating shtikol Torah. It's on the first page in the sefer that was published 10 years ago from the Chidushim of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. On the Rambam has a different shot. Last week we learned the Gemara. Hoya b'kotchim kotche bedek habayis yipodu. So we learned like Rashi. Rashi learns kotche bedek habayis yipodu. The first white line of Rashi on mem zayinim and al. Yipodu yipodit, and then whoever buys it can eat it. He's in tehe. The Rambam. That's how the Ravid learns like Rashi. Rashi and the Ravid learn kotchim shem. And the Rambam has a different shot. The Rambam says yipodu yipodit, and then you burn it. So Rabbi Soloveitchik has a long marocha on this to explain how the Rambam learned, how Rashi learned, Aganza Lishitos. So maybe some other time we'll. Very fascinating issue, very fascinating topic, very lomdish topic also. Maybe some other time we'll have to discuss. In the beginning of today's Sedra, Imchu Koise, Rashi has the famous comment from the Toras Kohanim. Imchu Koise Telechu doesn't refer to Shmiras HaMitzvahs, it refers to Tiwa Mele Matur. So the Achareinim will point out that it's not enough that a person should learn. It's a special thing that he should learn with Amelis, with Amola and Yigiyah Shalter. The person just sits and he listens to tapes all the time. He just relaxes. He doesn't harva on his own. It's considered a chisorin. The Gemara Nida has a famous agarata that the Malach teaches all the babies kolatarakula before they're born in the womb of the mother. And then as they're about to be born, so the Malach slaps the baby that he should forget everything. So there's a sefer written by the Vilna Gaon's brother that's called Maila Satera by Rabbi Avraham Achia Gross. He quotes from his brother, from the Vilna Gaon. Every so often he quotes a word from the Gros. So he quotes from the Gros. Why is the Malach so mean? Rav Soloveitchik used to say, so why is the Malach so mean that he makes him forget everything? So he says, Adarav, the Malach is doing us a favor. That if the Malach wouldn't make us forget, so then it would be Torah that we learned without Yigiyah v'Amolah. That's no good. The rabbis sometimes say, easy come, easy go, we would have forgotten anyway. So whatever, that wouldn't be such a gewaldig malach. Other rabbis, the malach makes us forget, so that later on we'll have to harv, we'll have to work hard, we'll have to have Yigiyah v'Amolah shel Torah. That's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in the last parak. Kachi darkei shel Torah, pasma malach techa, maimam surat tishta, balorat tishan, and so on. And the Mishnah says later, b'memchez ram haTorah niknis. It lists off all the 48 conditions that you have to have. If you have all 48, then mamish yikayin haTorah. If you have less than 48, so you have a partial kinyan. So several of those kinyanim are the miyut sheina, the miyut deracheret, the miyut machal of a mishta. A person should plug away with the yigiyah b'amolah shel Torah. There's a famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a comment on the pasuk in the first kapitel in Tilim. It says, "Asher here sheshahal batzis shan etc. Ki misaros Hashem chefza v'sarosa yege yom v'loyla." So the pasuk shot is teras ki misaros Hashem chefza v'sarosa shalak kadosh baruch hu yege yom v'loyla. He learns the Rabbanu shalom stara yom v'loyla. So Rav in the Gemara understands natsa. But v'sarosa means the Talmud Chacham stara. How did it change all of a sudden? First, it was teras Hashem. Originally it starts off Torah Hashem, and then all of a sudden becomes Torah. So Torah delay, that has become his Torah. So Rabbi says, when he first starts learning it, Torah Hashem, and then later on it becomes, where's the dividing point? When does it change? So Rashi and the Gemara says, if he works hard, if he has a Yigiyah v'Amolah shel Torah, so then he's kind of, that's the Kenyan, that's the way to acquire Kenyan on Torah. There was one occasion that the Netziv met the Rashash. So the Rashash was a very wealthy businessman. He was the president of the Kehillah in Vilna. So he asked Akasha in learning to the Netziv. And he said, Akasha bothered him for years, and Netziv gave a teretz right away. So he had such a chalisha sadas. How come you had a teretz? It bothered me, I never knew a teretz. So he snapped at him and he said right away, because you learn Torah, mitoch harchova. He was very wealthy and he was never starving and he had a pleasant bed. And everything was very pleasant. He says, and I'm very poor. We don't have such wonderful accommodations. So he said, when a person learns, when there's miyut sheina, miyut derecheret, miyut maichal mishta, balorat tishin, and so on, even though that's not really the amolah shel Torah, that's not yigiyah amolah shel Torah, but if a person learns Torah mitoch hadoichek, it's in America, you know, you never have it. So Miley, when the boys go learn in Eretz Yisrael for a couple of years, at least they have a tam of what it means to learn mitoch hadoichek. So the Netziv told him, that's why I was more successful than you were learning. So the Rashash in Yevamos doesn't tell the whole story, just says, he once asked the Kasha to the Netziv and he told him the Teres. He doesn't say that was the time that he had, Rav Zevin quotes the whole story, that was the time that he had a Chalisha Sadas, and he gave him over the head, because he learned with the Mitoch Hanias, Mitoch Hadchak, so it was a Maile in the Kinyan HaTere, in the Yigiyah V'Amolah shel Torah.
Yeah.